Hi, I'm Danielle Gibson, and you're listening to The Confrontationalist. This podcast is for anyone who has ever said you're bad or scared of confrontation. And from my experience, this includes almost all of you. So I'm glad you're here. By listening to the show, you'll find yourself feeling much more comfortable saying what you mean so you can get what you want. Let's get started. Hi. Welcome to the Confrontationalist podcast. I had a consult call with someone earlier this week who wanted to get help with interviewing. This person had been on a number of interviews. He didn't have a problem getting interviews, but he did have a problem getting a job. Some of the interviews happened once and he didn't go forward, and some of them he'd go through three or four rounds. And he said that he didn't know how to talk about himself. He got nervous. He got anxious. And he needed to learn how to interview in a way that would make him get a job. And so I said, so how are you feeling when you're in these interviews? Like, how do you feel in the beginning? And he's like, in the beginning, it's fine. But as I progress, I get more and more nervous. And sometimes I kind of stumble over my words, and you know, I'm not really able to show myself off in the best way possible. He was talking to me, as do many people who want to hire me for this reason, as if there is some sort of formula to interviewing, which there isn't. We had a conversation and I said, this information that you can't access, the good news about this information is that it's inside your head. You have lived this experience. You don't need to practice talking about it because you've lived it. You have to figure out why it's so hard for you to talk about it. It's really unfortunate because people think that there's something wrong with them. For those of you who have had hard times with interviewing, or you're currently interviewing, and you just think that you're horrible at it, and you don't want to kind of like brag about your experience. The word brag shows up a lot, especially with women. And, you know, when people say that, I say, you're not bragging, you're telling, you're sharing information. And it's just that. It's a, you know, an interview is a fact-finding conversation. There's so many things that show up when people are interviewing that are always there, that just get really louder when they're interviewing. And one of the reasons that it's so hard is because there's generally two things going on that make you kind of like make this like the most important thing in the world. And there's so much pressure on you, put so much pressure on yourself, and you make this job the most important thing in the world. And there is probably, you don't have a job, so you need a job. You're scared about money. There's a scarcity mindset, or you hate your job and you want to get out and you're feeling desperate. I need to get out of this job that I hate. This new job is going to make me better. It's going to be the answer to my problems. I need to get this job. First of all, that's not true. A job is not your answer. And it's not an answer to all your problems. It's a job. The things that we do with regard to interviewing are things that we do in life with other things. For example, I had a job. I was working in the cosmetics industry. I thought I wanted to work in the cosmetics industry. And then I did work in the cosmetics industry, and I learned I don't want to work in the cosmetics industry because I don't want to talk about makeup all the time. Who cares? I'll wear the makeup. I don't need to talk about it. And while I was there, I met someone whose boyfriend was the head of the art department at a record label. And when he told me that, I started to fantasize about, oh my God, that would be so great. I want to work at a record label. That would be the best job. And why did I think that? Because I liked music, which has nothing to do. I mean, it does, but it doesn't have mostly everything to do with the music industry. It's an industry around music, except in that moment, for that period of time, that's not what I thought. And he left the job, and About a year later, he called and said that his boyfriend needed to hire someone who does what I do and would I be interested in interviewing for that job. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, this is going to be amazing. I really want this job. I love music. And I think I had met him as well, his boyfriend, but you know, I had no idea if he was going to remember me. But regardless, I was like, this is going to change my life. I am going to love this job. And I would create all of these scenarios. And I don't even remember what I would think about when I thought about getting this job, but I wanted it. I wanted the made up version of this job because I had no idea what this job was going to be like. I wanted it so badly that I was incredibly nervous for as long as the interviewing process took. I was nervous before the interview. I was nervous during the interview. I don't remember most of what I said during the interview because I was so emotionally charged and I was in my head. And then because I didn't remember what I said, I thought I must have messed up. And then I started to beat myself up. This is literally around an interview. And I am not the only one who does this. And I know that because a lot of my clients do this. And so it took a while and he called me and he was like, I want to hire you, but HR has to okay it. And I'm like, great. He called me. He wants to hire me. And then I started to worry about HR. What if they don't approve the hiring? What if they say no to him, as if HR even cares who he hires? And I would create all of these like catastrophic scenarios until I got the job. And I got the job and it was really fun for, I was there for 6 years. It was really fun for the first 2 years, I guess, 2.5 years, 3 years. And then it became exactly what it was, which is a job. And then as time went on, it was a job I didn't like anymore. So all of that fantasy that I created, of course, that wasn't the job. I had no idea what the job was going to be. And it's just a job. In fact, I say to people often, if you love music, you really should consider not working in the music industry because it's going to turn you off because you're going to learn about things that aren't really great with regard to what gets an artist out there. It turned me off to music for a while. And I didn't like the way they treated people. And so that was kind of like the trajectory of my music industry job. And so I never thought about some of the things that other people think about before the interview, but I hear a lot, all of this emphasis on the interview, and things come up like that they feel like they're underqualified or they don't give good answers or they're scared they're going to say something wrong. And you don't want to ask for more money because you're scared of pricing yourself out. And that's all projection. You have no idea what the person on the other side of the Zoom call or the table, if you're sitting at a table and actually meeting in person, what they're going to think about you, if they're even going to be good at interviewing, because most people aren't either. Most people aren't really good at communication in general. And some of the reasons that you don't have a successful interview is partly because of the person interviewing you. So the thing that I think is really important for you to understand is that when you walk into an interview, when you get the, okay, we want to interview you, one of the most important things that you do is to not attach yourself to the outcome of that interview. You have to not put that kind of pressure on yourself. You have to be able to read the room. You have to take some time to answer questions. You don't need to rush. And if you don't know something, you can tell that person, I'm not able to give you that information. Now, can I get back to you? You want to be able to stay present so that you can answer the questions that are being given to you. And if you don't attach yourself to that, I have to get this job or I'm going to die. It's not exactly maybe what you're thinking, but it is kind of how you're approaching it. If this is you, it's just a conversation. It's just, you're going in, you're getting some facts, you're meeting somebody. You want to know if you like that person. You want to know about the culture. You want to know if it's a place you want to work. It's not about, I hope I get this thing. I hope this person who's dangling this most important thing in front of me gives me this most important thing. Because then you're just at the effect of this person. You're terrified of not getting this job that you have no idea if you're going to even like. So it's important to approach an interview like it's just a conversation. That's how I see it. And one of the things that people don't understand about interviewing as well is that it's kind of like a sales job for you. You are selling yourself. And I know that a lot of people have a very negative association with the word sell or sales, but really sales is also just a conversation. But it's your job in this process to explain to this person why you're right for that job in whatever way it works out. And it's okay to share information about your successes. In fact, it should be mandatory for you. And it's okay if you also, like I said, if you don't have answers to the question, if you don't have experience in this one area, that doesn't mean you can't learn it, and it doesn't make you not qualified for the job. And you want to interview them as much as they have to interview you, because you're going to be working there all day, every day, whether you're in the office or you're working from home. And another thing that is really important for you to do is to research the company, the job itself, the person that you're speaking with. If you're speaking to multiple people, you want to research them. You Google them, you go online. The higher up the people are, the more likely there is going to be stuff online about them. They might have been quoted in an article. They might have written a book. What's the state of the company? You want to know all of that. You want to know all of that because if you're able to express that you know some of this stuff, if you have an in at a certain point where you can ask this person, hey, I saw that you wrote that book. I picked it up and I really liked it. Something like that, where you're not kind of like forcing something. If there's an in, you're showing that you're interested. You're showing them that you're interested without saying I'm interested, because when you say I'm interested, it doesn't mean anything. But if you've taken the time to do some research, that shows them that you are actually interested in them and they're more likely going to like you and consider you for that job. It's important that you don't make this job your dream job. I had a friend who was interviewing. It was a tech job, and she was interviewing for this new company that they were opening up that was being funded by someone that she loved, who created a lot of art. And she desperately wanted to work for this company because of the guy who was funding it and the theme of the company. She interviewed for it, and she said to me, when she didn't get the job, I lost my dream job. And I'm like, okay, you didn't lose the job because you never had the job, and you have no idea whether or not it was your dream job because you were never in the job. So really what you lost was the idea of a dream job. So if any of you do any of these things, please just know that this is an entire world that's just taking place in your head. Let go, if you can, let go of an attachment to a job. It's not saving your life. It may be giving you money. Obviously, that's important, but you really want to make sure that you're choosing something that suits you, because you're going to be there ideally for quite some time. Thank you so much for stopping by, and have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be back soon with more insights to help you get closer to being an expert confrontationalist. If there are any topics you'd like me to talk about on the show, you can DM me through my Instagram at @the_confrontationalist. You can message me through LinkedIn or contact me through my website, theconfrontationalist.com/contact. And finally, I'm sure you know at least 5 people who are terrified of being direct and having difficult conversations. So take a minute and think of who they are, go to your podcast app, and share this episode with them today. See you next time.